Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I'm so sorry to hear your team lost. It's so sad, but it's not the first time.
I think we talked about that already.
No, not this program. No, we have. That was like the earlier loss.
So running reruns already?
It was a piece. It's okay.
It's all right.
Understand. It's just a game.
Take it personal.
It is just a game.
Didn't bother me a bit.
Really? It's his face.
It couldn't because it happened so many times. You know what I'm saying? This is unusual. We're in this like a, Drew, I love you, man. Don't chase me down. Don't chase me down. As a matter of fact, I'll take season tickets. That'd be great. You're going to quit playing on Sunday. What's up with that? What happened with that? You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to close down the NFL just so we can have church on Sundays in the stadiums, and y'all can start having them on Saturday.
There you go.
As a matter of fact, that might be coming soon. Hey, prophetically. About that. If you move it to Saturday, hey, maybe there's a chance.
We have a segment on the torch.
Maybe there's a chance. If you move it to Saturday and don't make it a thing of worship or a day of worship, we've finally got pot free from, all that. And, move it on Saturday. Move it on Saturday. And, what a Saturday.
Why
would it have to be on Sunday? And not that any particular day, but that's traditionally, in regards to America, that's when the church is gathering together. And I don't know if you saw this or not, but I was just shocked when I watched the news of this minister in California.
I wasn't going to go there, but yes,
there?
I saw that.
I saw that. He got up there and gave a one-minute sermon.
Yeah.
He gave a one-minute sermon. He had his flowing white robe on and his cross thing on, and long flowing cross. And he said, if you need forgiveness, you got it. If you need something to eat, we got a table set up here. He's talking about communion, and cranked off a couple other things, then ripped his robe and had inside of his robe had a Saints, not a Saints, but a 49ers in there. And he left, I guess, to go watch the game. And it's like leaving God.
Wow.
1 minute sermon.
Leaving capital G God for small G God.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't make sports your God. And it's amazing. People are fighting in the streets over a losing team. And it's like, have that passion for God. Have that passion. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that your God? Has sports become your God? Do you know more about statistics than you do about Leviticus? I mean, according to George Barner's statistics about America and the church in America, that 81% of regular church attenders or people that profess to be Christians don't even pick up their Bible at all. And those that do, only 3% learn it in a way that said, this is how I'm going to live my life by that, which is 97% are not concerned about the context of it. But if, I don't know if you've seen the church lately, but they know the stats when it comes to sports, and there's nothing. Sports is not wrong unless you made it your God.
Right.
It's very wrong, by the way. I don't care what it is, soccer or football or basketball or
baseball
or John Badminton in the tennis. That's serious stuff. Table tennis.
Table tennis. We get vicious in putt-putt golf here.
In putt-putt golf, that, he don't mind us doing these things, but if you make it your God, if you know more about the scores and the titles and the teams. I mean, there's people got tattoos of every team member. Now, understanding these team members are not that dedicated to the team. They're dedicated to the dollar because they're going to go to the next highest bidder.
I remember somebody telling me, I just can't clap. I'm just not a clapper. I said, man, I saw you jump around when they scored a touchdown. Now, wait a minute.
As a matter of fact, I saw you.
I saw your worship now. I saw that.
Actually, I was with a mother. I was with a mother, and her son was playing football. And we're all the way across the center of the football field, and from the other side is huge field. And my goodness, it was like, I think the people's hair on the other side was kind of going backwards right there. And and of course, it was brought up at a church gathering, that particular situation. She says, I knew it. I knew I was going to be confronted with that. I was like, oh my goodness. And think about it. I mean, that's what heaven is filled with, worship. And I think about, really seriously, though, when I think about Drew Brees could have went anywhere. But when he saw the pain, the devastation, according to his testimony, he chose New Orleans at a real tough time. So he did not choose the dollar. I mean, understand, the dollar wasn't there at that time, I don't believe. in New Orleans. He was there during that with this with his coach, and they kind of took it there. But his testimony is, mm-hmm. when I saw the pain, he said to his wife, "This is where we belong. Mm-hmm. We belong in this city." So the truth is, not all players are Dennis Rodman.
My gosh.
But if he was the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints,
my goodness, which team would appear?
Well, okay, I'm gonna wait for that. If he was quarterback for the New Orleans Saints,
who?
Dennis Rodman.
I'd switch teams.
Hallelujah!
Huge.
Yes.
Oh,
the Lord reigns.
Goodness.
The Lord reigns.
I would have to leave.
This is huge. I'm so proud of you. I feel
defining
so
moment.
Moved. I'm kerplumped. Is that what? I'm
kerplumped.
I don't know what to do. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.